don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk
Radio. Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat.
Yeah.
My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man.
Hey, Rich. How are you all doing, motherfuckers?
Hey, bitches, we haven't been on for a while because Sammy hasn't been around, so...
Oh, don't even say that, dude. We would have been on last night, but your ass got tired.
I know. I'm tired. I've been sick. Anyway, a little bit of ZZ Top. Let's go, boys. Do it, man.
Sharp dress Sam.
And that's me.
No, I'm Sam.
No, sharp dress man.
No, it's sharp dress Sam.
So your ego is just sliding out over the place. Anyway,
yes.
So Renegade Nation, how everything? I hope everything is going good today in the news, as if you haven't heard yet, how the media went hysterical over Don Jr.'s, Trump's son, willingness to accept the Russian dirt on Hillary. It all backfired on him.
Oh my God.
It's a fucking mess, man. Well, Hillary, you might be in jail there with Bubba.
Babette.
You know, you've been with Babette with the lesbians, like an orange, black.
Hey, they
black
cut my
orange.
Wiener in half, so I'm going to have to use a broomstick.
Anyway, we have a couple guests in the studio. We have Mitch. We'll call you Mitch. Should I call you Mitch?
Yo.
Yo. Okay, that's all you say, Mitch. Shut up.
Well, no, I wasn't going to say Mitch. I was going to say Jared.
Jared? You're sick.
We didn't come up with that name. We came up with Jared, and you fucked that up.
I did? How'd I do that? You didn't tell me about that.
That's because you don't ask. You don't look at the papers in front of you. Look at the fucking paper in front of you. What does it say?
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. So we got a new sponsor, Renegade Nation. You're going to believe this. I was introducing them out. Now you got me all confused.
Well, this is the Redhead Bombshell.
The Redhead Bombshell. Hi, baby. Come here. Let me see your ass. Get over here. Everybody. Yeah, it looks nice. Okay, good. Let me get some dude that she brought in with him, too. I thought you were coming over by yourself.
Let him show his ass.
Yeah, I don't want to see your ass.
Let's see your ass. Come on, show. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, that's some. He must work out.
He must work out. Do you work out, Mitch? Fine.
I do.
Jared, you dumb fuck.
Jared. Okay, Jared.
Jesus, yes.
Why am I saying Jared? You never told me
that's
that.
That's his. Look at the damn guest list.
The guest list?
You see it right there? Where's that at? Look in the, is it on your fucking ass?
No.
Are you sitting
not.
On it?
No.
There, it's right there, motherfucker.
Oh, that's me. That's nothing. It has nothing to do with Jared.
Okay, then
I don't know where Jared
there.
Came from.
Jose Cuervo, where the freak are you?
Anyway, Renegade Nation, we have a new sponsor. it's called Talk Fusion. You need to check this out.
For sure, mother... Yeah.
Don't say that.
I'm not. I filtered.
One of the things about this, Renegade Nation, yes. is technology is growing and expanding very, very quickly. And if you weren't around or were around when Microsoft came out with Windows, you had a chance right there to make a shitload of money. Also, with AOL Time Warner, when they came out, they were 10 cents a share back in the early 90s. And now you have a chance again. Here we go again. Now, either you do this or you don't do it, and a year from now, you're going to be kicking yourself in the ass going, God damn it, I shouldn't listen to those two nutcases over there at Renegade.
I thought we were going to cuss during this.
I know. Anyway, I'm going to read this verbatim. They don't teach you how to make money in school. Did they ever teach you how to make money in school? Anybody here in the studio?
No.
Nope.
No. Yeah. Hi, redhead. Oh, you're so pretty. No. Anyway. So they don't teach you how to make money, but they don't teach you about Wall Street or stocks. They don't teach you about 401ks. Nope. So we don't want you to become a member of the 40-40-40 Club. You're probably wondering what that is.
Well, tell them.
I'm going to explain this to you, Renegade Nation, and listen to this very carefully.
Very carefully.
It's where you work 40 hours a week for 40 years of your life. And you retire on 40% of what you could not afford to live on in the first place. Does that make any sense to you? Do you have any idea that these people are using you to make money off of your off your sweat? And when you finally get done and they get rid of your ass, you end up with nothing.
And not only that, these employers that you guys have, they only pay you guys enough to keep you on board. They don't pay you what you're actually worth. Well, guess what? This company is going to pay your rear end instantly, all right, with instant pay, the moment you sign somebody up within 3 minutes.
Renegade Nation, that's the thing. As soon as you sign somebody up in this program, you get paid instantly within 3 minutes, give or take. We signed up somebody last night. We were paid in 30 seconds.
Yep, it was really
quick. It was amazing. So we're looking for people who know what they deserved better. something you need to be have something that you deserve better for all the hard work that you put in, who are sick of living paycheck to paycheck, who want more than what they already have. And everybody wants more than what they already have. Would you agree to that?
I would.
Okay. So check out Talk Fusion. We're going to have the link on the website. It'll be on Podomatic. It'll be on all the apps and also on the Renegade Talk Radio website.
And, you know, I'm going to say this one thing to you guys also. Are you tired of when you look in your wallet, there's nothing there, or you can't take your wife or your children to on a vacation that they deserve, or you feel like you cannot make ends meet and you have to work 2 to 3 jobs where you can't spend with your family? Well, guess what? We just put a gold mine right in your laps, guys. So take this advantage and get on board, because it's not in America yet. So kick some rear end, guys, and sign up.
Okay, so we're going to continue on with the show. The Washington Post blockbuster report that Hillary Clinton's campaign, in partnership with the DNC, which is the Democratic National Committee, Renegade Nation, hired the firm that utilized gossip from various unnamed Russian government officials to create the so-called Trump dossier, marks a key turning point, motherfuckers, into the investigation into Russia's attempts at influencing America politics. Here we go again. Trump's a piece of shit, and Hillary's, all the liberals are all nice and happy, and the New York Post and the Washington Post and the fucking New York Times, they're all happy dappy over there, and now they got shit thrown in their face, and now they got to lie their way out of this. How do you think they're going to do that?
I just want to know who's going to die now.
Exactly. Somebody's next on the hit list.
Somebody's going to die, and it's going to look like a robbery, but guess what? Nothing's stolen, and it's to protect Hillary.
Renegade Nation, if you have any smarts, and that's why you listen to this radio station, listen to why this is going on. First off, you have Weinstein going down the toilet. Now, Weinstein, this has been going on for a long time, mofos, and somebody in the upper echelon of the fucking banksters, probably in the 0.25% of them, decided, we hate this bitch, and they're going down. And then all of a sudden, this turns up, and Hillary's now in trouble. So they're all fucked.
I guess Bush is too now.
Yeah, Bush is all there. They're all going down.
I guess
man.
He apologized. Yes, I did grope that woman. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, in fact, Bush, I think George W. or yeah. whatever, he said he apologized for groping some woman or something.
Yeah.
There is so much crap going on, Renegade Nation. But notice within the last 2 weeks, it all like blew up like an atomic yeah. bomb. They're all running for cover.
I'm just waiting for mine to come out. My name.
It's just absolutely, the facts reported in the New York Times article came very close, Renegade Nation, if not is crossing the line with respect to treason. Treason!
Wow. Well,
if those facts are true, oh my God, she's going to be in prison.
Oh my God.
With the rest of those fuck faces.
She's gotten away so far. What makes you think she's going to go to prison?
I think she's going to go.
Oh,
hey, they're going to get her.
Let's do it. You know, when they look me up, they're going to be like, oh, he just Harvey Weinstein that bitch.
Notice, though, the connection. You got Harvey Weinstein on the Hollywood crap, and then over here you got Hillary with the political crap, and Trump is standing there going, told you.
Hey, you know what? That's like, hey, right cheek. Hey, left cheek. Who's the asshole in the middle?
Renegade Nation, this is exactly why Trump will be president, and he will win again. The American people are smart enough to not believe the corporate liberal media anymore. Just 3 days ago, Trump tweeted asking if it was paid for by Hillary, the DNC, or the FBI, and they all laughed at him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the swamp. No. The
what?
No, he's cleaning the swamp. That's exactly what he said.
Well, they don't
do.
Like him.
Well,
don't like
him. Do you?
Who, Trump? I like Trump. I've been a Trump supporter from the get-go, man.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh. Mufasa. Sorry.
Anyway, rest in peace, the ex-mainstream media. They will never recover from this. Special thanks to Hillary Clinton and her organization of paid liars for exposing the deep state swamp for what it is. The mainstream media slime balls would have put Joseph Goebbels or Pravda to shame. No one else does propaganda better than NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, or CNN. I hear nothing from the crickets from them today. They're very quiet. They've been very quiet.
Oh, well, you know, the crickets are quiet?
Yeah, they're all quiet. Everybody's quiet. Nobody's saying anything. You didn't see Hillary on the mainstream media today. You didn't see anything.
Maybe that's why it's all blowing up in their face.
Renegade Nation, don't forget that they are still sweeping the bigger fish under the rug for the Hill bag. Everyone is forgetting the revelations of the Uranium One deal. Nobody knew about the Uranium One deal. All of a sudden, that all came out. You're not privy to that. All you do is pay your taxes. Right, Mitch? Pay your taxes. He's just shaking his head. Is your tongue tied?
Not at all.
Okay, not at all. So don't give in to this minute victory these Clinton operatives are parroting around. Remember the high-level bribes and the kickbacks, and that it's all being covered up. Also covered up by some of the same FBI agents that are investigating Trump.
So I cannot wait to see her getting arrested, dude. I really can't.
Anyway.
I just can't. I'm going to have a party, and I'm going to have a few sex robots, and I'm bringing Harvey Weinstein. I'm bringing fucking Jared. I'm bringing all these motherfuckers.
They should all be put together in one room. That'd be
exactly.
Funny. You want to say something, redhead? Hot redhead?
Okay. Get on the mic like you're giving a blowjob.
Yeah, say hi.
No, not that one. That one don't work.
That one.
Okay.
There you go.
I just wanted to say I'm coming to the party.
Oh, you're going to be there.
Okay. The hot redhead says she's coming to the party. Okay. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Renegade Nation, we'll be right back. Hang in.
Hey.
To that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas.
Sorry, I had to pull something out of my ass.
You had to pull something out of your ass. Anyway, Renegade Nation, thank you for listening. Thank you for all the downloads. We're hitting 23,000 downloads.
Hey, thank you all so much.
Thank you, bitches. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the Sperminator.
Sperminator.
Sammy likes playing with his new toys.
I love my toys. I can't wait to get my sex robot to see. Do it again? Okay.
Bomb tickle wow wow.
Say Sperminator again.
Sperminator. Okay, we have a guest in the studio. We got the hot redhead. Hi, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
And we got her husband, Rhonda.
And Rhonda, the husband. Hi, Rhonda. Two lesbians.
Yeah, Rhonda.
We have two lesbians in here. He changed his voice.
No, he's a transgender.
He's a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Vagina Wear by any chance? I thought I saw your face in there before.
Did we? No, that was actually his ass, but don't worry about it. Anyway.
I thought you were going to be a little bit quicker. You know.
Never been there.
You never been there? You never been to
Vagina? Liar!
You're a liar. I got it on record.
We actually shoved the uterus up your vagina.
Bad liar.
Anyway, Renegade Nation, don't forget our new sponsor, TalkFusion. The link will be on the site. You'll be able to find out all about it.
And I want to say hi to Men and his wife, Julie.
Okay.
And let's say hi to Mark Robinson.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. And we're going to say hi to Dean. Dean, you were amazing today.
Amazing.
Yes, you are absolutely...
Hey, hot redhead, the next time you speak, you have to put it up to your mouth like a...
Don't say that when we're talking about this product.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, go ahead. But
you're picking on me.
No, but Dean was really amazing today. And I'm going to tell you also, when we're doing this, guys, you're going to have an amazing upline. So give us a call or give us a chance to help you.
Holla!
You don't have to scream.
My God.
Okay, I know you're excited. Okay, so Renegade Nation, in the news, as we talk about all the crazy shit that's going on in the world, the Sperminator has popped up. Man who has fathered 29 children says his life mission is to get women pregnant and tells how he has donated semen. And I've done this before, too.
Yes.
He never caught me. Yes, thank you. I donated semen to 24 women in cups in Target bathrooms.
No.
Yeah, what? I did.
Did he really?
Yeah, no, I did it. I jerk off in these little cups. And I put them in the bathrooms where the women are. It's the old-fashioned way. And I do it the old-fashioned way, too.
You do it the old-fashioned in the bedroom with your what?
This is my father, really.
With your father?
No, this is my father, I said.
Oh.
Okay. All right. This dude is Ari Nagel. He's 42. He's fathered 29 children with 24 women, Renegade Nation.
Oh,
what
God.
One? Lucky mofo.
Damn.
Shit. And he has three more children on the way.
Consequences will never be... the same.
Renegade Nation, he's a hands-on father, too, to some of them. Not all. and he acts like an anonymous donor to others. That's why I learned from him, my father.
Does he just, like, splatter on the wall and see what sticks?
I like, hey, you want some of this, honey?
Does he say to the woman, hey, you want a milkshake? And he starts vibrating?
No. If you're a lesbian, Renegade Nation, if you are a lesbian, some lesbian mothers have also slept with him to get that juice where it belongs.
Access denied.
He's also made headlines in the past, Renegade Nation. He appeared on Murray, what's his name?
Maury Povich.
Povich this week. He revealed he's still open for business. So, hot redhead, if you need to get pregnant.
Woo.
Yeah. I don't know what his dick looks like, but probably pretty beat up by now.
Wow.
Next. Say what? Hot.
No.
Would you rather have the sperm in the cup at Target?
No.
No.
I want the real thing.
Oh, he also has an estranged wife with.
He what?
He has an estranged wife.
Come on, parents
are separated.
Wow,
they have three children, which he parents full time, and then he's out. there's nothing wrong with this guy. He's a serial sperm donor.
I was going to say. I mean, if he was a serial sperm killer, I mean, I guess he would be in a bathtub with milk.
No, he's a serial sperm donor. I wanted to be like that. He's known as the Sperminator, Renegade Nation, who made headlines last year. And he's still hard at work at doing what he does best.
What's that?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
that's no.
That's what most of Harvey Weinstein's women said. No, stay
no,
away
they,
from me.
Oh, they the were like, oh.
The latest on him is that he, Renegade Nation, he likes to eat pussy when they're on their period.
They call that cherry bombs.
Cherry bombing. Yes. He's a cherry bomber. So I saw that in Drudge today, and I was disgusted. I mean, oh my God. He's going down on women that have their periods. I mean, how this sick guy, this guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at the gorgeous redhead. She's tripping out.
The redhead's tripping out on this. Hey, it's real news.
And does it smell like vinegar? Summer's Eve brings back freshness every time.
Maybe he came in with Summer's Eve and he washed it out first.
We're going to douse this down and...
You really stink tonight, honey.
As long as there's not any banaca down there.
Banaca?
What's banaca?
You know, breath mint. You know the spray?
You don't or you do?
Is that what you do?
Don't.
Why?
No, you have to put it up to your mouth like this.
Put it up close to your face.
Right.
The mic. Not the mic.
Not the spray.
Your hand.
The mic.
She was going to mock. Did you see that?
She took
a spray like she's spraying. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell the people. Oh, you know what I got here?
Go get my spray in the other room.
Dude, I ain't touching that spray. I don't know what you've done with it.
Okay, have you ever had Banaca, the liquid? You put it on your tongue.
Put it close to your mouth, honey.
You put it on your tongue so that you can freshen your breath.
Okay.
But then you have to be very careful because you don't need to go down there because
Where's down there? I'm lost.
It's right down there.
Is it the hoochie mama? Is it the vajayjay?
Right.
The hoochie?
Right down there.
Is it the waver wafer?
No, it's the when they lay on their side and their butt's back, it kind of smiles at you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shove a super soaker with some Dove in there and whoosh, massive douche.
No.
Maybe Summer's Eve is, maybe Harvey could be a spokesperson.
Is that
for Summer's Eve?
Oh, God.
Hi. If you like to eat pussy.
He drinks it first. God, we're really being disgusting today.
No, we're not disgusting.
We are being disgusting.
I am not smart enough to make this shit up, Renegade Nation. You know that.
Well, look, you know.
Look at these people who are disgusted by us.
I know.
We're just confused.
Honey, you've been confused the moment you were born. The moment you ran out of that vagina, you're like, ah!
Okay, anyway, back to the Sperminator. He seeks people on the weekends at birthday parties and other events where their mothers would be present. So he goes to birthday parties to find women that want to get pregnant. Their husbands can't do it. God, I want to do this.
What?
He says he's a full-time parent to some of the children. Some I see every day and some I don't see.
Oops, that was an accident. That was an accident.
I see some once a week and then I see some of them once a year. And some of them, you don't see it all. Fuck you. It's really up to your mothers. Not up to me. I just go around
I'm hoping none of them is going to be a serial killer, man.
Now, here's the thing. The Renegade Nation, you can't see this pic, but I will put it up. Would you bang any of these women?
No. Oh, are you serious? Oh, the one on the red, I think I would. Or the maroon.
The fat one?
No. The one that's over on the end with the long brown hair. I can barely see her face. Does she have a butter face? Everything's good, butter face?
They're pretty damn ugly. They're fat. The one in the red you would do?
No, not the red, dumbass. Which, you would do the red because you like black.
Which one? I like black. Once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah, but once you do a white, you know you went right. Yeah,
but what is... Which one is turning you on?
The one at the top of the burgundy damn sweatshirt.
Oh, the burgundy.
Yeah, because she's skinny. She looks like she's on drugs. And I like that.
That's a male.
That is a male? Oh, then I guess... Hey, you don't want to go there because you're the one that picked a male out of all of the avian women that's there. You pick a guy.
Now, the hot redhead, would you bang him?
That's the doctor?
That's the man that's... No, he's the sperminator. No, you wouldn't do him?
Okay.
You see how he's trying to look all sexy with that freaking Yeti chest?
That's the sexy look.
That's what I call the Yeti chest. He's got the candies around his neck that he gets to chew on. You know, remember those necklace candies? Yeah, I used to love those when I was like two. He's got that.
This is one sick.
Rhonda's laughing.
You know what's really cool about the whole thing? He's not paying any child support. He pays no child support. All these women want is a baby.
Well, damn, that fat chick, that one, she looks like she's a lesbian.
Here's this quote. If someone asks me for semen, I will not turn them down.
Oh, my God.
At times, the lesbian partners of some mothers have been in the room as he had sex with them. So the other lesbians watching them bang each other.
Whoa, wait a minute. He's banging the lesbian?
He's banging the lesbian, and the lesbian girlfriend or
is
wife
watching?
Is watching. Yeah, it's like a, what do you call that? You know, when they...
A cuckold?
A cuckold, yes. Mm. He does keep track of the children, though, Renegade Nation. Their birthdays and each hour were conceived in a spreadsheet.
Oh, my. On a spreadsheet?
This guy's sick.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Well, he's spreading his...
So the hot redhead, the hot redhead is pretty upset with this. But you don't like
Let me see the hot redhead.
Well, no, it's her. The hot redhead in the
studio. Oh, this hot redhead.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? He's currently paying child support for 9 children. That's more than half of my paycheck, he said. A normal sperm count is considered anything... Did you know this, anybody in here? I didn't know this. A normal sperm count is considered anything above 20 million per millimeter.
Shit, I've only got 10.
I got 8. I got to, you know, when I went to the VA the other day. Nagel's is 85 million per millimeter. So that means if he touches you, you're getting pregnant. So anyway, I thought that was pretty funny.
I wonder if he's playing stuff like... let me see. Let's try something here.
You like your little new toy, I tell you.
Yes, let's see.
Renegade Nation, he's like...
Let's see. Here's the... You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Let Me Love You. That's the name of this. Hold on. Let's hear it.
I used to believe...
This isn't a kid. This is Kids Bop. I wanted to hear some kids. What the fuck?
You're the one that's enjoying this, aren't you?
Oh, the kids are miracles. Okay, hold on. We want to hear the chorus.
What's the chorus?
It's coming up.
Okay.
I think. Hold on. Will you stop turning up and down so we can hear it? I've never heard this before. Here we go. Let Me Love You.
Don't you give up, na na na.
Hold on.
I won't give up, na na na. Let me love you. Let me love you.
That's lame as fuck. I don't want to love any kids.
God, you picked a terrible song.
Fuck you.
I was gonna go to the break, but you cut it off. Like, just cut it off.
I wanted to.
Why'd you do that?
Because I wanted to mess you up.
And you sure did. So anyway, Renegade Nation, I will play my own song. I don't need him. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang in there, bitch.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy, yeah.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation. Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit.
Shit!
Got Sammy in studio along with Rhonda and... I think I finally got it straight. I think I got it. Anyway, a little bit of Cool in the Gang and celebration.
Our friends.
And Sammy's going to be talking to you in a few seconds. Don't forget, Amir, if you're listening in Florida, we love you.
Awesome, bro.
Celebration.
Okay, Sammy has a few parting words before he has to leave the Renegade Studios.
Oh, now you're going to be a dick about it.
God, I've been so nice and so mannerly.
And where are you going? You say worse to your husband there.
Isn't he rude, hot redhead? Isn't he rude?
Yeah, yes.
Rude. You're rude. I was really nice. You're rude.
I am not rude.
Yes, you are.
Rhonda, am I rude?
Rhonda, what do you think?
I think just right.
Thank you.
Okay, ooh, great. You got Rhonda on your side.
I just that's because he likes big
fat
guys.
That's because he like that. She likes big fat guys.
He's not fat.
No, you are. Fucking stupid moron.
It's more to hold on to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, hot redhead, if you that might be true, but you might get lost and need a compass to find your way out. Anyway. Okay, so what do you have to do?
Okay, well, I just want to say one more time, you know, regarding the new thing that we're the company
Talk like Fusion.
Shut up. Anyway, so you know we said this in the beginning where they don't teach you in how to make money in school. So I just want to say it again. Oh God, I can't see this thing. Okay, there we go. So don't become a member of the 40-40-40 Club, guys, because you know you work 40 hours for 40 years for 40% of your pay when you retire. You don't make any money, and what? You got something you want to say?
No, I'm.
Then why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm just sitting here waiting for you to shut up.
And they own you.
Yeah, and they then they yeah, and then they own.
Renegade Nation. One of the issues that Sammy has, he only got to the second grade, so he can only read in little spurts. That's the issue.
That is not the issue. I can barely read this card.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You can't read.
Oh my God, I can read.
Well, don't read it. Just tell us.
Okay,
about
I'm just going to say it.
Just say it, baby. I'm listening.
Anyway, Renegade Nation, you guys got to look at this. There's a link on our webpage or on our
where?
Oh my God, on renegadetalkradio.com.
The website, you mean?
Go to the website. There you will see it. It's video email. Click on that. You go ahead. You want to say something else now?
No, I'm
listening. You just want to make fun of me?
Yeah, I'm making fun. It's kind of easy to do.
No, anyway, on the serious side, guys, on the serious side.
Yes.
We're trying to be serious about this, and you're being a jerk.
I'm sitting here listening and waiting.
No, you're making comments, and you got that stupid face on.
Hot redhead, am I making any stupid
faces? You are. Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, listen, guys.
Just don't look at
go
me.
Go to our link.
I know you're attracted
oh,
to
my
me.
God, will you shut up? Okay.
Now listen, this is a serious opportunity.
I'm trying, and he's not letting me.
But this is a serious opportunity that you've got to tell us these people about. I'm trying to tell. It's really important.
I know, but you got to shut him. Okay, listen, Renegade Nation, this is a serious opportunity, okay? This is a serious opportunity. Go to our website, renegadetalkradio.com, and you click on the link, all right? And then you will see the videos. And when you look and you scroll down some more, there will also be the link to the webinar. So check it out. It's a great team. It's a great opportunity. You can make money. You get paid instantly. When you sign somebody up, you get paid within 3 minutes. There is nothing out there that does that, and there is nothing out there that has this product in your face, and you get paid to use it. So guess what, guys? Sign the heck up. Let's do this right. Let's make money. Let's get you guys out of the poverty, and these banksters, they can all go fuck themselves, and they can do their own jobs. Let them work for those 80 hours, not you. Let the people work for you now. It's your turn. Sign up.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
I did it.
Sammy finally did it, and he did it very well. That's amazing, mofo.
And again, thank you, Min. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Julia. And thank you, Bob.
Out of here.
Bye.
Bitches, we'll be back tomorrow. What?